Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Orioles pitcher Kyle Gibson met with the media during Wednesday's workout at Camden Yards.
I think if you've never been in the playoffs, then you know the first couple days before, you know, especially that workout before your first game, it's different. You see way more media, way more people around, way more attention on the game. Then the farther you go, the more attention you get. So it's different, but it's all about handling emotions. It's all about how you handle that that stage and that atmosphere. And we got a lot of guys who have played on big stages, maybe not this stage, but have played on this stage, and mentally they're ready.
It's such a long layoff. It's so anti-baseball.
Yeah.
When you think about that. And you guys clearly love the rest, but is there some concern, or maybe urgency would be the better word, of making sure you're staying sharp and starting fast, just because it's so different from how you guys operate?
Last year was kind of the test run, right? And I think there were a couple teams that, you know, not that they failed, right? The Dodgers might have done everything right. The Braves might have done everything right, and they just got outplayed. That's how it goes sometimes. But I think everybody learned a little bit of how they want to prepare over these 5 days. Hitters, it's important to see live pitching because it's easy to come out of the All-Star break, and that's only 3.5-4 days, and be flat. You know, this is 5 days, and it's going to be easy to be flat if you're not out there with that sense of urgency, you know, with that sense of motivation and understanding, hey, like, you know, this is like the last 5 days of spring training. This is not a 4-day break. This is, you know, preparing for the start of something fun.
Do you have like an expectation for what the home crowds might be? I mean, we were here in 2014 and 16.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never experienced playoff baseball here. I got a couple, you know, barometers whether it comes to Yankee Stadium or Philly, but you know, this is also on the East Coast, so maybe it'll be similar to that. I don't know, but I do think the anticipation of these 5 days, the waiting over the last 7 years, is going to build, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like because people have made it, that it's kind of pent up, that makes it different in a way?
That's kind of what it felt like last year. You know, it'd been since 2009 for the Philly fans. And obviously they're a passionate crowd. I don't know how this crowd is in the postseason, but obviously they have a different reputation for them. So that weight, I think, really built up a lot for them. And they'd had some years where they were let down to where maybe they thought that they were going to be there and they weren't. But, you know, this fan base has been through the last few years of really building to something special. And I think, you know, I think they're going to hopefully we reward them with good play, and I think they'll reward us with a crowd that's so much fun to play in front of that it's going to create a lot of memories and be special for a lot of people.
What's the best advice you can give the young guys? I know everyone's going to say treat it like any other game, but the reality is we know it's not.
It's not, right? Like, it still is winning a series. I mean, it's the first 5-game series we've played, but it still is being the first one to win 3 games. You know, we're one of the teams that does really well after a loss, and I think that's benefited us all year. I think it comes down to emotions, and it comes down to how you handle swings of momentum and how you handle the crowd and how you handle the stress and pressure that's automatically going to be there. But the emotional swings, like, you know, you talk to people who've been there and played, it's you feel tired at the end whether you played or not, because whether you're in the game or you're sitting on the bench, you naturally have this pent-up tension that's kind of hanging on every moment. And it's the same for when you're on the field, or even worse. So you got to be able to handle those emotions, and the teams that do that, you know, you talk about players that play well in the clutch, or, you know, teams that just seem like they're a better team or whatever, they just handle the emotions and they handle the situation with a little bit more calmer heads and allow them to be the better players. And that's why I'm not too worried about this team and how we come out, because we have a lot of guys who mentally they're ready. You know, they've never done it physically, sure, but mentally you can tell how they handle their business. They're ready for this moment.
Do you think people that are deemed clutch players? I remember Johnny Padres said that clutch players really were the ones that were able to maintain, not rise up. They didn't fall back from it.
Exactly. The clutch players are the ones that play as well as they can in those same moments. And the way you do that is yes, there's pressure there, right? But you use that pressure in a way, and you use those emotions in a way for good. And really, I think it's just about making sure that you don't make too much of it, but that you just try to handle the internal anxiety that builds up. And you got to be able to channel that the right way. And the clutch players, no matter who it is, one, they're confident in those moments because of their preparation. And I think that's a big thing. And confidence is a lot in sports. And, you know, this is a confident group.